Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those coming up in your afternoon wrap-up. Straight ahead.
Your tractor expert at P&K knows what it means to really own your land. It all starts with the John Deere tractor. And right now, the all-new 3025E compact tractor is just $125 a month. That combined with the ease of ownership, and you won't find a better deal. So don't just buy a tractor, own a John Deere. See the difference today. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer in 5217. Residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 23rd, live on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 10,000 yearling steers, 5,600 yearling heifers, 13,000 weaned calves, all told over 31,000 head to sell. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. 1-800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Welcome back. Livestock futures were mixed today as light trade volume limited overall market activity and interest. Moderate to strong losses have been seen in lean hog trade today, with prices 80 cents to a dollar per hundredweight lower. The support seen over the last few days in cattle markets redeveloping due to sluggish trade volume and no significant depth between early price pressure. Meanwhile, corn prices were steady to higher in light trade today. March corn futures steady. Stock markets higher in light trade as well. The Dow Jones is 2 points higher. NASDAQ up 2 points as well. Moderate gains held in live cattle futures, with overall tones of the market generally sluggish. Some narrow to moderate price shifts occurred during the end of the session, but little direction changes were expected due to the firm cash market support and supportive beef values in the morning box beef report. April futures held a 45 cent per hundredweight rally, with the overall tone of the market steady to 50 cents higher in most contracts. And in feeder cattle, the few buyers that did step back into the market today quickly put initial price pressure behind them and focused on additional buyer support. This pushed April future prices up a dollar per hundredweight higher, with moderate to firm gains seen in other nearby contracts. Those gains held through the end of the session due to the light trade and the underlying firm fundamental support in the complex. And grain futures were narrowly mixed after two-sided trade overnight, as markets tried to end a volatile week on an up note. Meanwhile, corn prices tried to hold after a lightly traded overnight session that featured a range of less than 2 cents. May futures tried to overcome their 100-day moving average. And soybeans posted modest gains, battling back from early selling overnight. May futures tried to take out resistance at an old support line with the daily in a narrowing wedge. And finally, wheat prices were mixed, holding to small ranges in quiet overnight trade. Hard wheat markets have the most lift thanks to better demand. That's a look at all your markets. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.